listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Kevin Robson.
Hey, it's another Mercy story and fun to have Pastor Kevin Robson along as guest co-host for this series. We're going to head to Concordia University, Wisconsin in just a moment. And we want to say thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Lauren Humphrey. She's a junior at Concordia University, Wisconsin in the Director of Church Ministries program and also serving as LCMS Youth Ministry here at the LCMS International Center this summer. How many letters can I include? LCMS, DCM, yes.
Got a Lauren, few more you can throw in there.
Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's nice to have you in studio and nice to have an intern in the building here, learn about what we do at the International Center. I'm sure that it's been quite an immersive learning experience working in youth ministry this year, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I've been able to learn a lot under some really great people.
Yeah, they're hardworking people in youth ministry too, preparing for. Has anybody mentioned something coming up next summer in youth ministry?
Once in a while.
Yeah, just some preparations for things happening. I understand that you've been involved in some of the Mercy activities at Concordia University, Wisconsin. I believe they're called Mercy Trips. Is that right?
Yeah, our Spring Break Mission Trips. Yeah.
Spring Break Mission Trips. So when did that begin for you? When did you first become involved in the Spring Break Mission Trips with Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I've been involved in them since my freshman year. We were able to go down to Fort Myers, Florida over spring break to help with hurricane relief after Hurricane Ian. So it was a really quick turnaround. I got an email over winter break from one of our campus pastors asking people to step up and go on the trip. And I felt called to go and serve in that way. And I was able to get involved right away once I got to school.
I'm curious, Lauren, how does this sort of translate in the college life at Concordia Mequon? There's a large number of students that participate in these trips. I would imagine that it forms a bit of a bond with some of your fellow students there when you do this.
Absolutely. We all go through many different experiences on these trips, whether it's faith formational or different challenges that we face, and we all grow tremendous bonds that last long after the trips.
So what happens on these Mercy trips? You mentioned going on to Florida for one of them. What kinds of things do you get to do on these Mercy trips?
Yeah, it is a wide variety of things. So of course, our first goal when we go there is to serve the communities that we are in. And so in Florida, that was construction and home repair for people who had severe damage from the hurricane. This last year, we were out in Virginia serving the Appalachian region and people who are impoverished there and helping them make their homes warmer and safer. And so a wide variety of things. But along with that, it is also formational in the way of we make an emphasis on doing devotions and Bible studies together and pouring into one another in that way.
Now, to spend your spring break going to a Florida destination, probably not that challenging to recruit people to come along. Who wants to go serve in Florida this spring break, right?
That's
not that challenging. I could see people stepping up. And then when you get there, you have legitimate work to do. You have real work to do. I'm sure there were some time, there might have been some time set aside for some other fun activities as well.
Yeah.
But what really draws students to participate in service like this in the spring break mission trip?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the big things is that there is a huge community and connection that is built within these trips. And so something that our students love about going on these trips is that you are going to become a family with the people that you are going to serve with. And along with that, you are going to become very close with the people you are serving. And so we like to emphasize the fact that it's not just about the work that you're doing, but it's about the people that you're serving and the connections that you're going to build with them. And so a lot of our students at Concordia just have such wonderful hearts for the Lord who want to go out and serve the church and serve God's people who are in need. And so that's a big draw for people is being able to make those human connections, whether it's with fellow students or the people that we're serving.
The bond that develops in a setting like that, I'm sure, is a very strong bond. I know having participated in servant events and similar trips in the past, that when you get to serve with people in a setting like that, there's just something that by serving side by side where you're just sweaty and gross and people see you. Would you paint that picture for us? Help us understand what happens in a setting like that that really helps develop that bond that's so strong. Like you're either driving or flying on a long trip, spending weird hours together. Yes.
For sure. It is a very unique place to build relationships with people, but it comes down to the fact that each and every one of us laid our personal things that we wanted to do. I'm sure many people decline an invitation to go somewhere tropical with their family over spring break and instead are choosing to come serve with us. And so we all can bond over that shared experience that we are actively choosing to be there to serve and being able to build that community with one another, because we all are on fire for the Lord and want to serve his people. And it just tends to grow very close bonds through interesting experiences that you have along the way.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lauren, your words remind me of the fact that so often we see the idea of love and mercy being expressed in the context of being willing to sacrifice one's own interests. You set aside personal time along with many of your fellow students at Concordia Mequon to actually take the mercy of the church forward into the world. Tell us about how you see mercy being tied with the church's mission. What in your mind makes those things come together?
Absolutely. I think it's a cool thing to be able to see such young people in the church having that desire to serve other people and to have mercy on those in the church who may need help and as in God's people as a whole. And I think it's really important that we continue to build up young people in the church and having that servant heart for others. Mm. And that continues to correlate into all areas of the church, not just on mercy trips, but in your daily life and in your community.
Now you're going into your junior year at Wisconsin. So you're getting to be an upperclassman at Wisconsin. How have you seen these mercy trips help in your own formation as a future church worker, but also the people that maybe the students that you're serving with that are younger than you, seen a formation happening with them as well?
Absolutely. I was in a really cool position this last year for our mission trip, because after my freshman year going to Florida, I was heavily impacted by the trip and ended up being selected to be the coordinator of the trip for my sophomore year. So I spent the entirety of the school year planning a mission trip that I ended up taking 27 people to Virginia for. And so I was in a great position to be able to sit back when we were there and watch a lot of freshmen who came on the trip and how they grew as a person, as a student, and as a peer to the people around them through the trip. And it was a really cool experience to see that God was working through this experience in order to build faith and relationships in those people. And seeing that someone who might have been more shy and reserved at school then go on this trip, and when they came back to Concordia, it's like they were born out of a whole new shell, and they had whole new experiences to live from, new friends on campus, and a new connection to our campus ministry at Concordia that allowed them to just flourish.
We've talked a little bit about the Director of Church Ministries program here on the Coffee Hour and part of our Set Apart to Serve series as well. For our listeners who maybe haven't caught that, one, they need to go back and listen to those episodes. but two, maybe a brief overview of what a Director of Church Ministries would do. And then we'll talk about how what you've been learning through your experience with these mercy trips or servant events, or I'm sorry, mission trips, how it's been useful to you. So let's start with the definition of a DCM.
So a director of church ministries is a servant in the church who is a called worker and is a commissioned rostered member of the church. And we serve in a variety of different ways. Something unique about our program is that you can select a variety of different pathways that you want to take, whether that's parish music, youth ministry, pre-deaconess, evangelism, missions. There's a variety of different ways that you can take the degree in order to tailor to how you're feeling called to serve the church. So for myself, I am on the youth ministry track so that I can prepare to be a youth director in the church someday, but I'm also intending to attend seminary to be a deaconess once I'm done with graduation. So there are a variety of different ways that you can go and serve the church.
So how has your experience through these mission trips, the spring break mission trips, how has that helped you in your formation as a director of church ministries?
Yeah, definitely. It has really opened up my heart to a whole new side of the church that I didn't know existed before I came to Concordia, because I had never been involved in mercy trips before I went into college. And as someone who did not come into college as a church work major and ended up switching after the fall of my freshman year, it was really impactful in me in seeing the greater picture of the church and how we can serve the church at large outside of just our own home congregation or the university that we attend. And so it was really impactful in a way of seeing how I can serve the church in different ways, but also just getting an understanding of the church at large and God's people and how we can best serve them.
You know, on mission trips and mercy work, there's always unexpected developments that arise over the course of a work like that. What's been most challenging for you or perhaps unexpected, Lauren, in your experience with these trips?
Yes, there are always challenges that arise, for sure. One of the biggest that I experienced was this last year we flew out to Virginia. And you know how flights go. You always get a random layover somewhere that makes no sense in the route that you're trying to get home from. So we ended up flying from Knoxville, Tennessee to Dallas, Texas, then back up to Wisconsin on our way home from this trip to Virginia. And a very, very long story summed up is we made it to Dallas, and that is as far as we went on our route home. And after a very long day of delays and many challenges, our flight ended up getting canceled that we were supposed to take from Dallas to Milwaukee. And we ended up stranded in Texas for 3 days before we made it home. And that experience grew me in many, many ways because being the coordinator of the trip, I sat there and I was like, okay, I need to find a way to get 27 people across the country. How are we going to do this? But we quickly learned that the Lord provided in ways that we could not have imagined. And 3 days later, we got on a flight and made it home to Milwaukee. But it was a very challenging
experience. Okay, just curious, what did you do for 3 days? Were you at an airport for 3 days?
So the first day, we spent the entire day at the airport. And then by about midnight, we made it to our first hotel. We landed in Dallas at 7 a.m. and then made it to our first hotel at midnight. And then
notice she says first hotel.
Yeah, I caught that.
And so then the next morning, we had to shuttle everyone back to the airport in order to get our new hotel. So then we had to move hotels for the first time. And that day, we just spent recuperating, figuring out how we were going to feed everybody, working on flights to get home. One of the challenges being that we were a group booking as 27 people means you have to wait for a flight with 27 seats available over spring break to be able to fly yourself out.
From Texas.
Yes. From a very populated spring break destination. And then we had to move hotels again. So we ended up at 3 hotels in the time that we were there. And it was a time of bonding. We played a lot of card games, a lot of euchre, a lot of Uno, anything that we could think of to let the time pass, but it was a bonding experience for sure.
Definitely. And a valuable experience in learning to be flexible.
Absolutely.
If you can survive that, you're going to be able to survive a lot of other crazy stuff.
Yes,
moments of panic.
Is this
an important skill to have as a CMO, to be flexible and travel?
Absolutely. And one finds that as one gets older in this profession of CMO or missionary or just about any other church worker who's doing things cross-country or internationally, this is one of those crosses that we bear as we go about doing our work. We have to suffer many things to enter the kingdom of heaven. Happens to be plane delays being one of those things.
Absolutely.
But they turned it into a bonding moment. So.
Yeah. Yes.
And or 3 days of bonding.
It's a euchre. Glad you're planning euchre.
Absolutely. We all can look back on it as a funny and fond experience now, even though in the moment it was a little stressful, but we knew that the Lord had us there for a reason.
And probably glad that it's over.
Absolutely.
We're going to learn more about participating in Mercy Trips on spring break mission trips with Concordia University, Wisconsin. Our guest today, Lauren Humphrey, she's a junior at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Kevin Robson.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason. To use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Kevin Robson.
I feel like we should just add one more.
I know.
Who else should we invite to this series so that we could have more people in the introduction?
Yeah.
All the co-hosts.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Then we'd be like, we'd be giving the Lutheran Ladies Lounge a run for their money and all.
Hey.
They're at three people right now, too.
I'm not allowed to do that.
We're in our Mercy Story series with guest co-host Kevin Robson. Our guest today, Lauren Humphrey. She's a junior at Concordia University, Wisconsin, in the Director of Church Ministries program and participates in spring break mission trips doing mercy work. So we learned about some of the bonding that happened through all the things, whether it's serving or traveling challenges and being stranded at an airport, stranded in a different destination for 3 days, trying to get back home. So once you made it back home after that extended trip, yes. Once you made it back home, what kinds of things do you do as a team to follow up to a trip like that? Are there any things that you do as a team to follow up or, I guess, process what you've gone through?
Yeah, definitely. This year was definitely a special experience with the troubles that we had. And so I tried to make it even more of a priority to check in with people and see how they're doing and process the thing that's happened. Because although it is fun and games that we go through challenges and, you know, we can laugh about it looking back on it, it was a very high stress situation for a lot of people. There was a lot of anxiety about how we were getting home, when we were getting home, and things along those lines. So working with people to help them process the hiccups that happen on a mission trip after is just as important as the work itself also. But we make a strong effort to reflect on the experiences that we have also, and having meetings where we can talk about the people that we were serving and what we got out of the trip and how we felt we were impacted through that service. Something cool that we got to experience this last year was that we just saw a snapshot of the works that were being done on the homes that we worked on, and there were groups that came after us to continue that work. And so we were actually sent photos of the finished projects of the houses that we were working on. And so we all got to look and see the fruits of our labor and how those families were impacted once the projects were done. So reflecting on things like that is super important.
You've talked a bit about getting there and getting home, and I'm glad you mentioned about the work that you're doing on the ground on these trips. What have you learned from that on-the-ground experience that you would take forward into your next career step here within the church as a director of her church ministry?
Yeah, definitely. I would say one of the biggest things that I've learned is that the story is just as important as the work itself. And oftentimes we get caught up in checking off the list and getting the projects done, but we often can skip past those moments that we get to just sit with the family and talk to them about their faith, their life, and their life experiences, and all the things that we can learn from them also. And that's something that's impacted me on many trips that I've been on, is being able to just sit and listen. Sometimes that's all people need, is an ear to listen to when they're going through hardship, and being able to build those connections with the people you're serving.
Tell us more about those experiences that you've had. I know you've gone on two trips while you're a student, but you've been on more than just those. Yes. What are some of those other experiences you've had?
Absolutely. So I just got back yesterday from the Orange Nation Servant event down in New Orleans, which we had opportunities to serve in very cool ways, which was wonderful. And I've also spent time at Camp Restore in Detroit, Camp Restore in New Orleans, and a variety of other small servant events that I've been able to do in the last few years. And so it's been super impactful for me to build connections in those communities.
Yeah, tell us more about those connections. I know that's come up a few times now in our conversation.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories you can relay to us about some of those personal connections that you've been able to make throughout all of these servant trips that you've done?
Yeah, definitely. One of the most impactful encounters that I have had is with a family that I served in Virginia over this last spring break. It was very hot while we were there, and it also rained a lot while we were there, but we were working outside, and so we just worked through what we could. And then for lunch one day, the family invited us all, even though we were all dirty and covered in mud, to come inside and sit and eat lunch with them. And we packed extra sandwiches to bring along for them in case that they wanted to have lunch with us. And we came inside, and the daughter of this family had spent the night, because this was our second day there, she spent the night making us brownies. And so we all got to sit and eat these brownies that they put together for us when this family's going through a hardship, but they still saw us out there working and wanted to make a kind gesture to thank us for the work that we were doing there. And that led into wonderful conversation with them about their life and what they're doing with the different day-to-day things and how our projects are impacting them, and getting to hear how grateful they were was impactful, I think, for everybody there.
Yeah.
For students who are maybe finishing up high school, looking at college, what would be your advice to consider service opportunities like mission trips and mercy trips with Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Yeah, definitely. I would say my biggest piece of advice is to just take the leap. My freshman year, I knew nobody that was going on the trip, and I just trusted that it would be a bonding experience for me, and it absolutely was. But you're never going to be in a season of life where it's so easy to just go on a mission trip at a very affordable cost at the drop of a hat. And so taking those experiences while they are there available for you with wonderful people is going to impact your life in the long term.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of the ideal time in life, really, to do that. You have the flexibility and schedule, affordability. Mm-hmm. Yeah, traveling with a group of 27. And there are some advantages to that.
Definitely.
Additional time, you know, 3 extra days of bonding when your trip gets slightly modified. But it sounds like this has been a really valuable experience to you as a student. And to those you've served as well. You've shared a little bit about one of the families that you served and the response that they had. What are other responses you've heard or received from those you've served?
Yeah, definitely. One of the projects we just did this last weekend was serving at a church in New Orleans, Breads and Threads event, which was where they had members of their church body in the community donating clothes over the last few years. And then in turn, they have an open clothing, I'll say clothing drive, because it wasn't a sale and anybody in the community could come in and take whatever they wanted, no limit, for free. And through that, we were able to connect with a lot of really cool people, whether it just be helping them carry the items that they're getting to their car or even walking it home for them in the neighborhood close by, helping them pick out clothes. I personally saw people that I was serving with going through the books to help a mom pick out the best age-appropriate books for her children and things like that. And those connections we're able to build with the community are invaluable, and it's incredible to see other people serving through that way as well.
You know, Lauren, as I sit here, I can't help but be struck by your positivity. You just have exuded this positive vibe on everything that you're talking about here. I'm wondering, and you are the antidote to those who are sort of down on the church right now. Younger people don't care about the church anymore. We're facing a very hostile culture here in the United States toward the church. What gives you such hope and positivity about the church, which is quite apparent in the way you talk?
Thank you very much. For me, it's Jesus. It always comes back to Jesus and knowing that he is my savior, and I am doing everything that I can to continue to serve his people and bring people into the church, and he is consistently using me to be his hands and feet, and I am blessed that he is using me in that way. And just having joy in that and showing people the joy that comes in loving Jesus.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah, you're an inspiration to me. And I feel like to all of us here as we're talking with you and learning your story. Now, you're serving here this summer as the youth ministry intern, but you're involved in the gathering, I'm assuming. How have these experiences that you've been talking about, how have they prepared you for the work that you're doing this summer, preparing for gathering? This is a huge thing. Lots of logistics, lots of serving events. How have these experiences prepared you for the work that you're doing right now with us?
Yes, definitely. On the logistics sides of it, planning the mission trip last year helped me grow my organizational skills to a whole new level that I had never done before. And that has translated a lot because there are a lot of small details that go into the gathering that are beyond your imagination of all the little things that go into it. And so seeing how those things play out in the bigger picture of the gathering as someone who's attended as a participant in the past, connecting that to seeing all the work that's done behind the scenes here has been crazy in the way of the spiritual side of things and in the mercy side of things. It has been cool to see how sometimes we look at the synodical level of synod as kind of a big scary thing that doesn't translate much onto the congregational level, but being here and seeing how much everybody in this building cares about all the members of the church and all of our people and caring for them and caring for God's family has been really wonderful.
See, she believes that we're here to do the right thing, right?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if we could save this interview.
Right.
I want to make sure that we divide it up into 1-minute commercials for the synod. And I'm going to hire Lauren permanently as the chief spokesman for our employee base here in the International Center, Andy, because what she just said is absolutely true. This is the most wonderful place on the planet to work.
And I can understand outside of this building, it's hard to really understand, hard to comprehend all the things that we as a church body have to work and organize and manage from this perspective, and what that means also on district level and things like that, and now to the universities as well. So thank you for sharing that perspective.
Absolutely.
And that's very kind of you, and very very helpful too, I think, to help everyone see what's happening here at the International Center is meaningful to someone like you, to a young person.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Okay, you mentioned Orange Nation earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get to be involved in Orange Nation?
Yes. So this was my first servant event with Orange Nation, and I had a wonderful experience getting to bond with people who have been YAVs in the past or are going to be YAVs in the next youth gathering, as well as Brandon Heath, who is one of the overseer planners for the young adult volunteers, and getting to connect with them was great. And I'm looking forward to hopefully serving as a YAV next summer at the gathering.
Ooh. All right.
We just got to talk with Brandon and Laura and the team, the other team of leaders, not too long ago. And yes, young adult volunteers at the youth gathering are amazing. And we're so grateful that we got to share that story. And I'm excited that you have applied, it sounds like, to be a young adult volunteer and got already a taste of what it's like to be a part of Orange Nation.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Kevin, do you have any more questions for Lauren before we wrap up our time together today?
No, I think she's done a marvelous job in expressing the hopefulness, the love, the mercy work that we're doing in this church. It's just one more example of the marvelous work that the Lord has granted us to do together, to collaborate together in so many different and varied ways. It's just marvelous to behold. I'm thankful to God for Lauren and for all the servants in the church.
Absolutely. And to see this in young adults, in our college students as well, is so encouraging.
Mm.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today and sharing your story. It's great to hear.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Kevin Robson.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.